With oil and natural gas prices at record highs, drilling activity has increased dramatically to take advantage of premium prices, and nowhere more than in Fort Worth, Texas. Fort Worth and other North Texas cities sit atop huge deposits of gas that new exploration technology has made accessible. As NPR's John Burnett reports, the unexpected strike shows the world that millions of dollars are to be made in geology that was previously untapped.
Fort Worth, population 600,000, the city where the West begins, home of the F-16 fighter, the world's largest honky-tonk, the largest collection of works by Frederick Remington, and now the site of the nation's biggest gas boom. There has been oil exploration in cities before, from Los Angeles to Oklahoma City to Kilgore, Texas, but this may be the first urban hydrocarbon boom of the new century. Dick Lowe, a partner in the Four Sevens Oil Company, stands at a well site just south of town. His company is headquartered in downtown Fort Worth, where they like to quip, "We don't drill it unless we can see the rig from our office window."
The city of Fort Worth is all good, every bit of it. It's in the heart of the best part of the play. Every house, every drugstore, every hospital, every school, every fire station, you name it. It's all good. And you just don't run into something like that very often.
On the floor of a derrick, every time the mechanism moans, the drill bit grinds another 4 inches into the earth. With gas deposits under municipal parkland, an airport, and a reservoir, the city of Fort Worth hopes to earn from $30 to $50 million over the next 5 years in leases, royalties, and bonuses. Schools, water districts, and the federal government will also cash in. Director of Engineering Doug Rademacher says the city has just permitted its 400th well.
We believe this is a really unique opportunity that didn't present itself before, and we think that this is a windfall that we need to really spend in the right way for the community. We know that the gas isn't going to last forever, but we also believe, and the mayor believes, that we need to be out here getting our straws in the ground to get our gas before somebody else gets it.
What they're excited about is the Barnett Shale, a vast layer of rock that underlies 24 counties in north and central Texas. In microscopic pores sleep molecules of natural gas in quantities estimated at 30 trillion cubic feet. If most of it is recoverable, that's more than enough gas to satisfy the entire country's needs for a year. For decades, geologists have known that shale holds natural gas, but they didn't know how to get it out, until the advent of two new oil field technologies. On the radio, this sounds like more loud machinery. Seven giant pumps, together putting out more than 15,000 horsepower, are forcing water down a well bore at tremendous pressure. They're fracking or fracturing the shale formation, explains Larry Brogdon, a partner in the Four Sevens Oil Company.
The fluid is going to go out into formation, and it's going to start breaking up the rock. And the more we crunch up these rocks, the more it liberates the gas. And then it'll all come back to the well bore until it gets to the top of the well head. And then we'll separate the water out from the gas and sell the gas and haul the water off.
The other technology that's made the Barnett profitable is horizontal drilling. As the name implies, they drill down vertically, then the flexible drill pipe makes a 90-degree turn and continues horizontally for thousands of feet. It's a good technology for exploring under a city. The drilling rig could be erected in a vacant field, while the drill bit probes more than a mile beneath streets and buildings without disturbing the surface. Gary Halsey sits on his back porch overlooking his 2.5-acre lot north of Fort Worth. He finds a royalty check in his mailbox every month for a gas well that he never saw, smelled, or heard when it was drilled.
It is a sweet deal. I'd recommend it to anybody. It's money that none of us out here ever expected. In fact, most people were unaware that they even owned their mineral rights, and that was a surprise to them. So it was like a manna from heaven.
A few residents have complained about the gas boom. The local Sierra Club is on record opposing drilling anywhere inside the city, says club official Glenn Ford.
Gas wells are not a pretty sight. They're noisy, there's lights, there's odor, there's traffic. You have to build pipelines. Many times if you drill, you know, off of the road, then you have to build roads. And any destruction of this habitat is just not acceptable to us.
The development of the Barnett Shale gas field has implications far beyond North Texas. Most natural gas is produced in conventional formations of sandstone or limestone. Industry experts say the Barnett is a laboratory that's proving that shale basins elsewhere in the United States and around the globe can hold huge gas reserves and make some people rich. Very, very rich. That's the sound of a new natural gas well being flared to clean it out. A column of fire shoots out of an iron pipe like dragon's breath. Dick Lowe with Four Sevens Oil Company has drilled wildcat wells across the country for more than 50 years before hitting a well like this one. It's located in an industrial park in East Fort Worth. He stands at a respectful distance, beaming like a proud papa.
How much a day?
$70,000 a day gross. This is a very good well.
Is there a nickname for a well like this in your business?
Nothing you can say on the radio.
I'll clean it up.
It's a mother
John Burnett, NPR News.